USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pledging millions to help Kenosha, Wisconsin after violent protests following the shooting of Jacob Blake. After getting a first-hand look at the damage done to the city of Kenosha, President Trump met with law enforcement.
Violent mobs demolished or damaged at least 25 businesses, burned down public buildings, and threw bricks at police officers, which your police officers won't stand for, and they didn't stand for it. These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror.
He also announced almost $50 million in support for local and state law enforcement and to help local businesses so they can rebuild what was taken away from them during the violence. The president visited the city despite objections from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Jacob Blake, who was black, was shot 7 times during an encounter with police. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Scientists are rapidly working on new vaccines and new COVID-19 tests. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
One of America's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's Good Morning America any vaccine will be rigorously tested.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
President Trump also says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The test returns results in 15 minutes. Those tests will be given to folks at nursing homes.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the return to classrooms will be pushed back to September 21st. There will be 3 days of remote learning beforehand.
For those 3 days, instruction will begin remotely for all students. During that transitional period, there will be instruction for students, but there will also be additional preparation for educators and staff.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new Facebook report shows that Russian internet trolls that plotted to interfere in the 2016 election in favor of candidate Donald Trump are now seeking to sway the 2020 election once again. Based on a tip from the FBI, Facebook removed a small network of 13 Facebook accounts and 2 pages linked to individuals associated with the Russian Internet Research Agency. They're the same Russian troll group that made efforts during the 2016 campaign to interfere in the election in favor of President Trump. The accounts were removed because they violate Facebook's policy against foreign interference, which is coordinated in authentic behavior on behalf of a foreign entity. The behavior includes relying on fake accounts to create fictitious personas, which used fake names and fake profile photos to pose as news editors from the U.S. and other countries. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's trial has been set, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
The federal judge presiding over the case against Steve Bannon and 3 other men who allegedly defrauded donors with a fundraising campaign to build a wall along the southern border set a May 24, 2021 trial date for those 4 charged in the scheme. Bannon, who served as chief strategist for President Donald Trump, pled not guilty to charges earlier this month. He was released on $5 million bond and had to forfeit his passport. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.